Time to have a chat with the coach.
Brought to you by Bonton Meat Market. Just like your team, Bonton has a game plan to ensure we help you execute the perfect eating and shopping experience every time, now in Crowfoot.
John Huffnagel, coach and general manager of the Stampeders for Bonton. Good morning, coach.
Hey, Boomer. How you doing?
Doing well. Another win on the weekend. It was, you guys keep it interesting. It's never dull with the Calgary Stampeders. You've found a way this season to pull a number of games from the fire. I'm just curious, in an overall sense, what you saw through the first three quarters, and then obviously with 25 points in the fourth, what changed for you?
Well, first of all, we knew it was going to be a hard-fought game. We thought it was going to be a close game. Saskatchewan's a good football team. They have a very good defense. We moved the ball, but we weren't able to finish some drives in the first half. Defensively, we had some trouble covering their people early in the game. And Kerry Joseph made some great throws with pinpoint accuracy. The momentum change occurred in the first half. It was when Bo hit the open linebacker in stride, and he took it in for a Saskatchewan touchdown. But we got back on the field, and with 47 seconds left, we got a good kickoff return, got good field position, and executed the two-minute offensive drive and got us a touchdown right before halftime to get us to 5 points. So that was a big part of us winning that football game, because we went into the locker room with some momentum. In the third quarter, they scored a touchdown. We didn't, but early in the fourth quarter, late in the third quarter, we started a drive and again got it within 5 points, and then the defense locked them up. Our DBs played better. They made some great plays, had the opportunity to make some catches, and they did, and one went to the house.
Yeah, it's funny to watch, Coach, because the fourth quarter, your defense, like you say, they got stout and they stood up and made some plays for you, and you wonder, okay, so in the first couple quarters, some of the deep plays, the one to Getzlaff gets in behind a couple of plays, but yet the boys come back and redeem themselves, I suppose, if you will, in the fourth.
Well, they don't go in the tank. That's a trait of a good football team. The other team's going to make some plays on you. You hope not too many, but they're going to make. But how do you respond to it? Just like Bo when he threw the interception. How does he respond when he makes a mistake? Usually he does some pretty good things that next series.
Want to ask you about Eric Rogers. You threw him into the lineup, and sometimes it can be a difficult spot for a guy who's a little bit unfamiliar, but he fit right in, and you have to be happy with what he did for you.
Yeah, I was very pleased. I was anxious to see him play because he's been here for a couple months, and he is a talent, but he got himself ready to play as far as his assignment were concerned. He played a very strong game mentally. And physically, he had opportunities to make plays, and he did. So that was a good start. He's definitely a player that we will want to bring back to training camp next year.
With a couple of games left in the regular season, then the postseason, where do you see him slotting in as far as your receivers for maybe the next 2 weeks, and then going into the West Final?
I really don't see him slotted in unless if there's an injury. This week I'm going to play another young receiver, Kamar Jordan, who's been here for about a month now, and get a read on him. He's an explosive receiver, and I don't want to lose the chemistry of our offense, but I do want to take the opportunity to get a player or two in.
It's a great point you bring up, because often it happens, doesn't it? In any sport, you get late into a season or what have you, and some changes happen one way or another. That chemistry can be tough to replicate once it gets out of sync. It's a great point. I think you can't really flirt with that, can you?
Yeah, you don't want to test it too much. You're exactly right. We're playing these games to win. After this Winnipeg game, hopefully we'll have a great effort and get the job done. And then we'll convene as a staff and decide how we want to prepare and who should be in the lineup for the BC game.
I understand, again, you don't want to flirt with chemistry, but when you can bring a guy like Marque McDaniel back into the fold, you do it. What's his timeline, and when will we see him?
Well, he's going to be practicing this week. He got a clean bill of health from the doctors last Thursday. So he'll have a week of practice to get ready to play, and then he'll play in the BC game.
That's terrific news, Coach, isn't it?
No, it's fantastic news. I mean, he's still the 12th leading receiver in the league.
And I know.
Five games or six games. So that's a testament to the type of year that he's having.
What, in terms of fitness level, with it being a hand injury, he obviously would be able to keep himself in great shape. Do you anticipate there will be any rust there aside from just kind of getting back in and getting used to it?
I don't believe there will be much of a transition for him at all because he has been doing a great job with his cardio. He's in the weight room. He's on the field running striders all practice long. I'm sure he's going to be anxious to start running routes and have some fun doing it while he's running.
John Huffnagel, coach and GM of the Calgary Stampeders, is our guest, and I'm sure you're asked about it when you're in the grocery store or you go out to the mall or wherever you may go on your own time. What are you going to do with this team? Who do you play? Who do you sit? And specifically John Cornish. Do you go with arrested Cornish and maybe a little bit of rust, or do you go and let him feel the ball a few more times before the postseason? Have you kind of drawn a conclusion there as to what you're going to do?
Yeah, I want John to play the next two games. I want to give him a good load this week. And then again, once we after this game, we'll evaluate everything and see how we will prepare and who will be playing in the BC game. But it's a one-game thing at a time right now.
Yeah. The sick bay, any beyond Marquay McDaniel, any good news as far as potential returns?
Well, we're hoping that Charleston can get back on the field. I thought it would be this week. Well, I thought it was last week. Yeah. But it's not come around like we had hoped. You know, he's 50-50 for this game. Hopefully he can get on the field for the BC game.
And beyond that, what we see is what we get.
That's exactly right.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck. Final regular season home game, and then we'll sit and wait for the big one. And do you anticipate it? This is difficult. And again, it's one of those things where, in a way, the wins and losses don't really matter. It's what you're seeing fundamentally and the X's and O's for you. But you don't want to limp into the playoffs, I suppose.
Well, you know, you just have to keep playing good football and try to get better. If you keep your feet on the ground and have that mindset, then you'll be prepared to play good football on November 23rd.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck against the Bombers.
All right, Boomer. Thank you.
There you go. John Huffnagel.
Brought to you by Bonton Meat Market. Just like your team, Bonton has a game plan to ensure we help you execute the perfect eating and shopping experience every time, now in Crowfoot.